salt, malt vinegar, newspaper wrapping, red sauce, tartar sauce, brown sauce.
Cool Britannia, Britannia, you are cool. Take a trip, Britons ever, ever, ever shall be hip, hip, hip.
Chips with everything. CITR 101.9 FM's Great British Music Show. It's hot, hot, hot.
You didn't say when it was, man.
Oh, yeah, right. alternating Sundays, 5 to 6 p.m. The very best of the very, very Britishest.
Oh, dear.
Hello, hello, everybody. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, straight from the University of British Columbia. What a beautiful campus. But apparently we need some new equipment in this studio as well. But anyways, I'm going to be starting off my show. It's called Karasu, and I'm going to be doing some tonight's feature, which will be focusing on DJ Crush for tonight. So if you love some really cool hip-hop beats from this Japanese DJ, you should stay on the air and listen for the next little while. If you don't know what DJ Crush makes, what kind of music he makes, I'll be playing the music right now and tell you more about how this DJ changed the hip-hop in Japan and perhaps throughout the world too. So listen up and enjoy the show.
Without a trace.
6 years old, running away from his own face. Glasses mirror his affection on the winter. He only sees a blur of his own shadow. A bird in a cage that sings his soul free. I believe a blind man can see deeper than me. I crawl past the trees tall for the spirits. Help me banish doubt from the heart of sin.
Some DJ Crush right there. The featured artist on that track is Monday Michiru, who is a jazz vocalist. She actually started off playing the flute and went to a music school with a scholarship by performing with the flute, but she also recognized that she also has some skills, some talent in singing as well. So she took that as a minor, and what do you know? That became her career, singing in various tracks and producing for various songs as well. You're listening to Karasu. My name is Alex Tsuchijima. Welcome, welcome, welcome. The show is called Karasu, where I get to play Japanese music for the next 90 minutes or so. So welcome. Thank you very much for listening. And I always do a featured artist of the month. And for this time, I'm going to be focusing on DJ Crush, who is a very creative composer, a prominent mix master, and one hell of a DJ. I believe DJ Crush came a few months. I think he came in October of 2006, and he ripped the shit out in Vancouver. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to make it, but hey, he comes quite often and does a lot of world tours as well as Asian tours as well. So if you haven't had the chance to check him out the next time he drops by in Vancouver, I say you should go. Okay, but how about I will give you some information on DJ Crush and play some tracks that are well known in his career as well. So listen up, and I hope you guys will be happy to listen to the program. By the way, this program is also podcasted too, so you could just go to www.citr.ca, click on the podcasting link, and download the shows such as this one, or download many other programs that are made by talented volunteers at CITR as well, okay? Well, first off, I want to talk about DJ Crush. He was actually born as a Hideaki Ishii back in 1962 in Tokyo. And he grew up in a, I guess, not a very rich family. He wasn't very wealthy, actually. But he grew up to be quite a rebellious child. He did attend school, but he eventually started skipping them in favor of joining such as bikers gangs. He also did some drugs, sniffing glue, got into fights, and being arrested by the police. And through all that ranting and rebelliousness, he dropped out of school. And his underground life was becoming to the point where he actually joined a local Yakuza gang. This is actually true. He actually had being the the Boryoku Dan, which means it's like a violent gang where they, for example, work with loan sharks and intimidate the people that owe money through violent acts. I don't know if DJ Crush was directly involved with the beatings, so to say, but he was in a Yakuza gang. And however, he had second thoughts of his gangster life, I would say, after a guy in a rival gang had to voluntarily cut his finger off for the penalty to be involved with a wrong woman. The guy who had to cut off his finger was his rival, and they always got into fist fights and verbal wars as well. But after he cut off his finger and left the gang and went back to his hometown for good, he just looked back and thought to himself, is this where I want to be? Is this where I want to stay in a Yakuza gang until I turn old or they do not need me anymore? So he felt quite lost and confused in the future with a criminal organization. So what really changed his entire life 180 degrees from a Yakuza gang to one of the internationally known DJ artists? Well, one time while he was still dazed and confused with the incident of his friend chopping off his finger for doing something wrong, he needed to find something inspirational. He needed something maybe like a sign where he could find out where he should lead his life next. So he decided to go to a movie theater with his girlfriend at that time. And out of all the movies that were available, he chose Wild Style. As you all know, Wild Style is probably, or is, if not is, the very first hip-hop movie made for a wide general public national audience. And this was released back in 1982. And it focused on a graffiti artist trying to strive for his life as a graffiti worker, and there's some like romance with his girlfriend, yada yada yada. But on the side of the plot, the main focus on Wild Style is the hip-hop four elements that were basically shown on screen. And those four elements are emceeing, graffiti art, b-boying, which is breakdancing, and of course being the DJ. And from there, he was just in awe of seeing how DJs can manipulate the sound with two turntables and just moving the vinyl records around to make this new, fresh sound. And that just struck him right into his heart. So from there, he decided to pursue a DJing career. And at first, he had difficulty finding some equipment, but apparently, according to one source, he actually uses Yakuza connections to get the latest Technics turntables and other needs for him to start his career. So it's pretty interesting that he traded off his flashy Yakuza suits in exchange for some Adidas and a hoodie and start his, I guess, second life. But you know what? I think that's a pretty well-paid trade-off. Don't you think so? Hey, we got the DJ Crush music in our hands now, right? So I will be talking a little bit more about how DJ Crush got his name and what makes his music quite amazing, in my opinion, as well. But how about I'll play a few more tracks from his first debut album, which is called Crush. I'll be playing some song called Roughneck Jam, which is quite interesting because when he started off his DJing career, he was very inspired by the improvisation of jazz. So if you listen to this next track, you could see some elements of jazz that is basically incorporated into his hip-hop beats too. So hope you guys like it. Again, it's called Roughneck Jam by DJ Crush.
Thank you.
DJ Crush. Just jamming it up right there. It was called the Roughneck Jam. That was from his debut album called Crush. And you can see that inspiration for his passion, I guess, for jazz. Probably comes from from his father as well, who was a devoted fan of jazz performers such as Miles Davis and James Brown and other soul jazz giants too. On top of that, he really loved to improvise and play with live musicians, where he keeps the beats while the other performers of jazz basically takes out their brass and starts playing along with what's coming out from their heart. In one interview, as a matter of fact, this is his quote. He said, "For one thing, playing with live musicians can be kind of crazy like jazz, in that you don't always know what is going to happen. Hip-hop was always like that anyway, and never thought of myself as conventional, and to me, hip-hop was just about freedom and expressing yourself." End quote. And perhaps that from his transition from Yakuza to a DJ, he was able to become that DJ mostly because he wanted to express what was on his mind. He was really looking for a voice of his emotions, and the one way for him to do that was through the music. That's what he confessed in that interview too, that when he was a rebellious child, a Yakuza, he didn't have that voice yet. So fortunately, I'm really glad that he decided to use turntablism as his voice. Back in 1987, he actually started off a group called Crush Posse that gained a reputation of Japan's best and most serious hip-hop acts around. And that reputation was widely exposed in Japan as well. But they broke up in 1993. So DJ Crush basically started off to go solo in the early 90s, right after the breakup, and he decided to extend the use of loops and samples in many of the new areas where people haven't basically realized where hip-hop can lead into. Remember, folks, this is we're talking about maybe around almost 15 years ago, right, in the early 90s, when hip-hop was just slowly coming out as more of a pop culture. But at the same time, there weren't a lot of like international hip-hop acts, especially from Japan, that would really make a huge impact. And at that moment, basically DJ Crush was the pioneer. He really had a strong feel for acid jazz and trip-hop as well. And now people outside of Japan are listening to his new style and being inspired at it as well. When he was spinning at a show in Tokyo, there were two black artists that were basically performing with him, and they both nicknamed him and DJ Crush's brother. They gave him some nicknames to him and his brother because they found them, quote, so say, like being a little off. I guess there were some brotherly conflicts, or maybe they had like a collision of ideas while they were working together. So DJ Crush got the name Crash first, and his brother got the word bang, as if there's like some car collision, some conflict. So he says that that's where he got the name DJ Crush as well. In another interview, he also mentioned that through hip-hop battles, the crowd usually chants phrases such as crush him, you know, destroy them, just crush him, beat him up into bits. Like, they're not going to like actually fist fight, of course, you know, with the DJ battles and MC battles. They fight with lyrics and beats, not with their fists, of course, right? But from that expression, just crush him, that for that encouragement of the battlers to beat the competition, DJ Crush basically took that word crush and made it a part of his artist name as well. So that's where the name DJ Crush comes from. Next up, I will be playing his Sophomore album, which is considered to be a high acclaimed music collection, I would say, of trip hop. And I guess he was the leading pioneer for the trip hop as well. I'll be playing a song called Kemuri, which is from the Sophomore album called Strictly Turntablized. And if you compare it with the previous music that you just heard earlier, the rhythm and the beats that are heard in the first album is really reduced. And you could just hear the progression in his abstract style, just taking it to another level with some experiments with new sounds and hip-hop beats as well. You could hear a little bit of his scratchings. It's really subtle, but you could hear that scratching as well in Kemudi, and which is a song that perhaps may be trip-hop's defining moment in music. So I'll be playing that right now. Let me just pop it in the CD player. There we go. And here we go. This is from the album Strictly Turntablized.
We'll be right back.
Yes, yes, that was Kimuri. From the Soulformer album Strictly Turntablized, this is a show just focusing on DJ Crush. The show is called Karasu, if you just turned in. And my name is Alex Ushijima. Just to let you know, this is being recorded as a podcast, so you can just download it if you want to listen to it from the very beginning. It is www.citr.ca. Yes, yes, y'all. You won't stop. You can't stop. Okay, I can't be a hip-hop dude, but hey, I love sharing what I find in the Japanese independent scene, if not some great Japanese artists that I would like to share with you in Vancouver or wherever you are listening to this program, whether online or on the airwaves. I love you all. Okay, so if I could describe DJ Crush's music, I guess it is hip-hop. It would be categorized as hip-hop. It can also be categorized as trip-hop. But at the same time, it's not really of those, like, wave your hands in the air, like you just don't care kind of style. It really does have more of a dark and, I wouldn't say melancholic, but very, very something that you would listen to, not at a club, but more maybe perhaps when you're all alone trying to relax at home, and maybe or just going for a stroll in the middle of a night in a downtown scene. Many of his music, he likes to depict it visually in his mind first and try and express what his vision through his music. That's how he usually starts off when he creates music. And his studio, which is in Tokyo, he likes to use the theme of the Tokyo nightlife as his source for what he makes in his music. And not just like Tokyo as in like the Harajuku girls being all like "Hey, banzai!" and seeing all these like neon light signs and having all these go-go pop singers just doing their thing, but instead it is more maybe like the underground scene of the Tokyo, maybe like the dark side, what is happening along in the darker streets of Tokyo, what's going on, maybe the urban sector, like the just another side of what metropolis life is all about. And perhaps that also comes from that Yakuza roots where I just talked about earlier, where he had to drop out of school and just live through his rebellious moments as a local Japanese gang. And so you could just hear that influence in there as well. But and just coming back, that he likes to just focus visually in his head of what the music would look like as a picture and try and express it through his music. In that sense, I think that's why there's not a lot of rappers just singing along with his beats in his very first few albums when he started off his career. It's not just because like it's not like he hates rappers. Hey, man, he likes to collaborate with some high-profile rappers, which I will be playing in a few minutes or in the next little while, sorry. But he really wanted to figure out, can a DJ have the presence of playing some hip-hop without relying on the MCs, which usually has a greater presence? DJs at that time, back in the 80s and the 90s, were basically more of the individual musicians that have to provide the backdrop beats for the rappers to spit their rhymes along, right? But DJ Crush wasn't really into that idea. He really wanted to figure out, is it possible for a DJ to make some great hip-hop tunes without relying on any rappers at all? So that's where he was focusing on in Strictly Turntablized. And I think it's quite successful. I really like that really chill music beats. And in a sense, like, you know, the music itself is kind of rapping too, with some subtle scratching in the background as well. I'll just play one more track from the Strictly Turntablized. This song is called Silent Unga, Too Much Pain. Hope you guys like it. This is CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you. guys aren't, you know, moving your head back and forth, just going along with the groove of that track. It was called Silent Unga, Too Much Pain. Maybe he named that perhaps because people are just getting some whiplashes, just bobbing their necks along with the beat. Who knows? But that's from the Sophomore, Strictly Turntablized. This is a DJ Crush featured show. And I want to talk about how many of his music are just fascinating, where he just, like I said earlier, just depicts it in his mind and tries and express it through his turntable skills. But there are a few tracks that are influenced by current events as well. And I'll be playing a couple of tracks, and hope you guys will like the stories behind these music. One of the songs I want to play next is called OCE 9504, and this is from the album May So. In the track, you hear some children giggling and perhaps maybe like playing in a playground. And he really wanted to start off to make this track as if he wants it to be nostalgic, so to say. Sort of like a merry-go-round type of music with some children dancing and having a lot of fun. And make listeners say, oh, those were the good old days. But when he was mixing and producing his music in New York, one morning he woke up in his hotel room and turned on the TV, and he saw this catastrophic news. If you remember back in April 95, it was the time of the Oklahoma explosion, and he was very shocked by the destruction and how basically the firemen, these visual footages of the firemen carrying out these injured children. And at that moment, he decided that he does not really want to make a happy song, so to say. He thought that it was very inappropriate. So instead, he went to a New York record shop to find some samples and make a track on this Oklahoma bombing incident. If you listen to the track very carefully, especially at the end, you can hear like this sharpening or the slashing of the knives, just kind of like right on a stone, kind of like sharpening it. You could just hear the sound. And at the end of the track, you can just, how would I say it? I guess that sharpening of this of it is sort of like a suggestion of not knowing what will happen next. I think that's the aim of what he was trying to get through it, that through some happy times, there will be these most unexpected moments. Some people thought that the sharpening of the knife might be related to maybe child violence or child abuse, but he said there's no relations whatsoever. But he just wanted to let the listeners know, you do not know what's going to happen in the future, especially when life is too good to be true and you're just going through some happy moments. By the way, if you're just trying to figure out what OC 9504 means, you can probably find out right now. Oklahoma City Explosion, April 1995. I'll be playing the OC 9504 right now on 101.9. We'll be right back. just that slow sharpening of the knife is kind of freaky, especially when it has that large contrast with the children laughing and playing in the background. That was a OC-9504 song in remembrance for the Oklahoma City explosion back in April 1995. There is another song I will be playing next. It is from the Zen album, one of my favorites, next to Jaku. And there's a song where it is titled Candle Chant, and in brackets it actually says a tribute. And there's a pretty interesting story behind this track. While he was trying to produce a song with Boss the MC, who is a Japanese rapper, he received a call from a fan's mother who said that her son was a big fan of his, and she wanted him to meet her son in the hospital because he was dying of cancer. When he and Boss the MC went to visit him, he was a half American, half Japanese child, and he was around 24 years old. And when they were starting to discuss, you know, trying to cheer him up, they later figured out that he wanted to become a rapper. And DJ Crush wanted to make a song with him and add that single onto his album that he was working at that time. He even insisted on bringing the equipment to his room because a 24-year-old fan was very weak to basically get out of bed and go to studios, right? So they were trying to work on, you know, setting it up, trying to find the meeting. Is it possible? Get the permission from the hospital, you know, all of that. But when they were just trying to get it all together, 2 weeks later, unfortunately, that fan passed away. So instead, he decided to have the beats that he was just working on during those 2 weeks and made a tribute song for this fan. And you could hear the Boss MC rapping lyrics. It is in Japanese, so if you don't know Japanese, it may be very difficult, but it really focuses on the memories, the nostalgia, the life that people come and go. In the very last lyrics of the song, it is in Japanese as well, but basically they're saying that you will always be in our soul and in our hearts, and the connections with someone will always be there no matter where you are, anywhere in the world or anywhere in the afterlife, that they will always be together. So it is a very, I guess it is quite a personal song for DJ Crush, and I will just be playing it on the air up next. And this is, again, from the Zen album. The song is called Candle Chant, a tribute.
それから強い日時が素通り静けさに耐えられない今が叫んだ誰かそこにいませんか
ポンのアウトローで有名なピオタブエスクラッシュの助かるの風景が偶然だったこれも運命だ俺たちは別々に死神と戦ってる男を訪ねたこのバースはその男ラフラのために感染だで共有した人生の一場面に待ち合いすみたいな気分にさせるオスピースに久しぶりの友達みたいな話は尽きずに傷ついた体リングにしがみつきながら辛い顔は一度見せずに奴は笑った俺も奴のお母さんも一緒になって笑った
まで悪いのか俺には分からなかった。痛いほど分かってたであろうことは後になって分かったが、いいか全ては気持ちからだからな。そう繰り返しかないしがない俺の言葉は無力だ。経験不足な穴の開いた封筒だ。だけどなあん時言ったことは嘘じゃない。曲を作ろうな、札幌でまた一緒に遊ぼうな。好きな女や音楽と二人きりでいるとな。あれから時の流れがまるで速くなったような。錯覚に焦ってた目に見えないスピードな。ベルトコンベアに俺たちは乗せられてたとさ。経験というパーツを一生かかって集め、近づけるところまでポストクラッシュを歩け。ラフラー最後にこう教えたはずで、いつも思うと生きる気力と儚さが増すぜ。人生っていう風船はやはり有限だ。しぼんでいく限りは何度も膨らませることができるからこそ無限だ。分娩台で泣いてる小さな行方不明だった魂が誰かの夢を続けた。フルメタルじゃない生身の震えたメンタル、フラッシュバックする幻覚血管銃連鎖する。出し抜いて免罪符をゲットしようと当てなく、手探りの目隠しで快楽をレンタルする。低価格でエゴを買い取って天高く積み上げて成り立つ灰色のテーマパーク。エキストラの息すらもしないプラスチックやアスファルトは俺たちよりも長く生きるだろう。旅立つものよ、あなたは永遠に若い。時空をまたぎ声も顔も何も変わらない。最後にどんな光が見えて何を思ったか俺にはまだ分からない。俺はまだ若い。失った時間の亡霊がいつもつきまとう。前へ進むために酸素と音を継ぎ足そう。スピーカーとツイーターは未来の住みかと決めて街角に来た証拠を振りまこう。知識が無意識にノート上に振りちぎる。始まりの前に終わりがあるって説を信じる。真実には必ず続きがある。現実には別れるのを覚悟の上で俺たちは出会う。名残惜しさ見方を変えれば戦い、旅立つのを忘却の彼方には決して渡さない。何もなかったような時の狭間に理由はどうであれ、残った方は大事に生きていかなくちゃならない。まるで今は光ってるのに、すでに全て消えてしまって存在しなくなった星のように、人知れず一人二千の片隅でひっそり何十年かの思い出を残し幕を下ろし、透き通り肉体を離れた旅立つ者の心にせめて安らかさが訪れてることを祈る。俺やみんなの記憶の懐で俺たちは一つ、時は止まったままだ、ずっとここにいろ。会いたい人と今はこう遠くても遅くても何とか手が届く。吹けば消えるろうそくを灯すワンシーズン、ハイアスのような歴史を残すまぶしく。生き返りや行きたいところ会いたい人と今はこう遠くても遅くても何とか手が届く。吹けば消えるろうそくを灯すワンシーズン、ハイアスのような歴史を残すまぶしく。生き返りや行きたいところ会いたい人と今はこう遠くても遅くても。
And the man will still live in the hearts of DJ Crush and The song was called Candle Chant, a tribute to a 24-year-old fan who passed away of cancer, and he made a song based on him. This is CITR. Thank you for listening. It is called Karasu, and this is not a tribute, but it is a feature on DJ Crush, and I hope you guys are enjoying it right now. And if you have any comments, suggestions, give me a call, 604-822-CITR, that's UBC CITR, or if you want it in digits, 822-2487. And I also have some podcasting as well as other shows that are in this wonderful studio. Great stuff, great collections, and great DJs volunteering their time and effort to keep CITR going at UBC, straight from the SUB building as well. So you could just check out the website, www.citr.ca. And just a reminder, in 30 minutes, yes, in 30 minutes, my show is only 30 minutes left, but hey, it's okay. CITR will have the jazz show at 9 o'clock. It is hosted by Gavin Walker, where he will have some guests at times, but he also talks about some great jazz musicians from his... Gavin Walker has some great knowledge on jazz, since he is a jazz musician himself as well, and he'll tell some great stories in the music that he plays on the air as well. So again, it's called The Jazz Show by Gavin Walker. That's from 9 p.m. to 12 midnight. There we go. I got it all straight now. And I will just want to play a few more tracks from several albums of DJ Crush. In the Meso period, I don't know if period will be the right word for it, but when he worked on the Meso album, this is the time where he decided, hey, you know what, after I've turntabled for the last several years and found out that it is possible to make hip-hop music with only the DJ himself without relying on the rappers, he thought it was a time to, hey, maybe I should collaborate with some artists and make further great music from his imagination as well. So through the connections that he made during the tours, not just in Japan, but all across the world, he got some high-profile names under his belt where he basically collaborated with them. There are some artists that are Japanese. Earlier, you just heard Monday Michiru, and we also going to have a lot of Japanese percussionists and Japanese traditional artists coming up maybe in the last little half of my program. But he also made some music with CL Smooth, The Roots, DJ Shadow, even a member of a Gangstar under the name of Guru. And I'm going to be playing the song where Guru collaborated with. It is called Only the Strong Survive. When Guru and DJ Premier came with the Dream Warriors to Japan, DJ Crush really wanted to check out the show. He was a great fan of Gangstar. So when he went over there, actually, he opened for the group when he was still in the group Crush Posse. He basically had this instrumental breakbeats from the Wild Style movie, where basically the movie that changed his life. And DJ Premier was listening to those beats, and he was very curious of where he found that album. And Crush, being all generous and all, and really wanted to make friends with his favorite artist, he went to a record shop and found the rare vinyl record and basically gave it to a Gangstar as a gift. And that's how it all started, their long time friendship. As a result, it led to this collaborative work called Most Wanted Men in Meso. And you could just hear Guru just spinning the rhymes under the very nice hip-hop beats provided by DJ Crush. So I'll play that first, and then I will follow it up with some Black Thought, you know, the rapper from The Roots, and it is called Zen Approach. So hope you guys will like the next couple of tracks that I will be playing right now.
Damn, the man's still on my case. I'm a in the morning like any other man, jump in the shower, wash my body with both my hands. I got to find a job today. I'ma let my gun lay and like J.Rue let my mind spray. I got to get far from the block. I got to stop selling rocks. I'm running from the cops, cause every day in life is stress. So I'm on a test, but I got to make my way. I see this fly chick, I can handle her. I say, hey, excuse me, baby, where's your manager? Manager comes from the back. See by his facial expression, situation's whack. I said to him, are you hiring? He reached into his waistline and then he started firing. He tried to foil my quest. Don't they know my game is best when I'm ripping on the set? Day two, like Rick. What was I to do? I couldn't make no money, couldn't hang with my crew. It's time for me to blow the set. Get back in the drug game, cause that's the thing calling my name. I won't make no fame working at no job for no low wage. I'm a wild nigga with rage. So let me blow on the set. Give me my respect when I got my dough to collect.
Yo, who got got their fingers on a carousel, locked in position. It got to be my man to turn tan and tactician. You all in a hush, silent, trying to listen. You wanna feel this realness that reeks spitting. It got your head split, your eyes can't stop twitching. The only thing that you could do is rock to the rhythm. Thought putting down, cause see the world renowned. See me licking rhymes, rapping like I'm firing rounds. And you now in tune to this infinite sound. And the revolution popping off right now. I make you raise your fist, raise an eyebrow, raise your fist. Busted at the flag like wow. The fuck boy niggas try to keep it on a hush. But black thoughts spit it cause the people want the rush you feel. That's why the audience fiend for this fix. And crush come with the guillotine for this mix. Yeah.
Nine for nine.
We got to get it one a little at a time. Send a pro badge on me, I'ma get mine. Black thought from the legend that we fit down. Talk about hot. Nine for nine. We got to get it one a little at a time. Send a pro badge on me, I'ma get mine. Black. Yo, I got that renaissance turn of the century choke. And I'ma do the people right if y'all just give me the vote. We finna ride, hang them high, crush, give me the rope. See all the porcelain tin cats getting it broke. One at a time, now let's focus on who to die. When your blade sharp as mine, the people want you to rhyme. They want you to spill. For me, it's not nothing for real. Me and my man running Japan, yo, he tough on the wheel. He blow your mind like busting a steel. I get a crowd something to feel. The sound got the power to heal. It's like the Green Mile, now I need an hour to chill. A quarter of kill. While patrolling the field, I'm putting rappers out cold. I done rocked from Tokyo to the North Pole. Whenever my man programmed the passcode, y'all received the fix. And your crush come with the guillotine for this mix, y'all.
Nine for nine, we got to get it, but a little at a time. Send a pro to graduate, I'ma get mine. Black thought from the legend that we fit down. Y'all talking about nine for nine. We got to get it, but a little at a time. Send a pro to graduate, I'ma get mine. Black thought.
Chillaxed a bit with that music. It was Black Thought rapping along Zen Approach, which is, of course, from the Zen album. And before that, I had Most Wanted Man with a guru from the Gangstar rapping, spitting the rhymes right there. That's from the Meso album as well. Okay. I just want to talk about how DJ Crush had made a transition of making some really low beat, chillax, smooth, grooving hip-hop. And now, from if you listen to the Jakku album, you can hear how he incorporates Japanese traditional instruments into his music. And at first, when you read some of his earlier interviews, he really did not like Japanese traditional instruments at all. He didn't really like the shamisen or the taiko beats, and he really did not like any idea of how he could just basically use those and put it into hip-hop. He was really influenced by their American hip-hop culture, so he just stuck to those influences and evolved from there. But when he was making a track called Only the Strong Survive with CL Smooth, there was a record, a sample record that he was using, which had a flute sound, and he started scratching on it. And it worked so well in the end that maybe he decided to go deeper into his roots and find out what other instruments that he can scratch on to make some fascinating new music to the next level. And he figured out that what no other better source can he get than from his own cultural roots, basically coming back to the shakuhachi, the shamisen, and all other Japanese instruments as well. As a result, that's how Jaku, the album, was created. Jaku actually means serenity in Japanese, and which DJ Crush basically believes that we need more of in this messed up current world. And I would really like to play it right now. The music, I would say, is a little more mellow, maybe perhaps more meditative and philosophical with some Asian touch. When I say Asian, I meant Japanese touch and taste. It may sound more like a, perhaps like a soundtrack that is coming up for like an upcoming samurai urban movie, I guess. That might be the best way to describe it. Maybe you can find out for yourself. I think it is pretty sweet as well. We'll be playing first up. How about some Still Island? That's the name of the track. It's by Shuzan Morita, and I believe you can hear the shakuhachi performance along with DJ Crush's mix mastering skills. So hope you guys like it, and yeah, I'll be playing it right now. Hope you guys enjoy it. 20 years of DJ Crash just performing throughout the world and making some incredible albums with his signature style in hip-hop. I guess I would say that he really diversified his creativity in taking hip-hop not only to some fresh new originality, but with some a new level for the Japanese hip-hop fans and producers to work upon by combining some American influenced hip-hop with a combination of Japanese cultural influences such as Japanese traditional instruments. Sorry, man, my tongue is really tied right now. And make some music that perhaps only Japanese can only create. So in that sense, you can see that Japanese authenticity in the hip-hop scene at times. And I guess the listeners can decide whether they really love it absolutely or maybe they prefer something else. But in my opinion, I think it's a great album. It's from the Jaku. Again, that was by DJ Crush with Shin Shuzan Morita playing on the flute or the shakuhachi, I believe. Okay, right now, DJ Crush is, I believe he's still touring around the world. If not, he's probably working on his 9th album right now, which I'm really, really looking forward to. And I read one small interview where DJ Crush was talking about his two daughters, where they're basically at the time where they're about to start dating, and he was really afraid for one of the daughters to date a DJ that would be a lot better than him. So I think that's a little hilarious in that fact, but nevertheless, he's really, really happy and considered himself very lucky for him to change his life completely from a rebellious and dangerous child that really had no future when he was in a Yakuza gang to one of the internationally acclaimed artists known as DJ Crush. So we would really want to wonder what he will bring next to the table. And I'm really looking forward to it. And hey, he even says that he wants to create some music and become a DJ until he dies. And he even considered, like, you know, staying as a disc jockey, even if he's 80 years old. I don't know if that is possible. He might, like, break his wrist when he's trying to scratch on the vinyl. But nevertheless, from that quote, you can just tell how much passion he has in his music. Let me just play one more track from DJ Crush's latest album, Jaku, because since I have some time, I think you'll really like this one. It's called Beyond Raging Waves, and this features Shinichi Kinoshita, where they play the Japanese, I guess banjo might be the right word for it, or maybe lute. I would say a Japanese lute called a shamisen, which means three strings. And I think it is just quite amazing. You could just imagine yourself seeing these tsunamis, these giant waves just like crashing together and making this really energetic music. And for some reason, it really reminds me of a song that comes out in a Wii commercial for some reason. But I think you would love this next track nonetheless. Again, it's called Beyond Raging Waves. just love that shamisen action right there with DJ Crush's really upbeat tempo in there, which is quite interesting. I wouldn't say not interesting, but quite different in a sense, because he's more of like a low down, chill kind of mode. But I guess things have changed when he worked on this album. It was called Beyond Raging Waves. And I will wrap it up with Shinjiro. And this is from the album called Me Light. It has some excellent featuring artists in this album. And not to mention that there are a few tracks where he asks the question, what do they see in the future in the world? And he asks a few questions to each of the artists that are featured in this album. One of the artists that is featured is Mos Def. And unfortunately, I don't have the I don't have his quote that he expresses what he sees in the future in this album at the moment, but I will be playing a song where he raps with DJ Crush. He makes a lot of shout outs to Japan, so keep your ears open, because it's one hell of a track. Shinjiro, by the way, means please believe it. So here I go, and I guess that'll be it after I just stop rambling. So thank you very much for listening, and I'll be on again next week at 7:30. Sayonara, everybody, and drive safely if you're in the places that are snowing very much. That's you, Siri. Yep. Take care. Bye-bye.
Kamori, Dr. Sam. You know the vibe, baby. And DJ Crush, she get down. Word up, you know the vibe, baby. Yeah, and Kamenati get down. You know the vibe, baby. I'm Mos Def, keep the crown. Representing Brooklyn, you know the vibe, yo. From all borders, doorways, and gates. Resurrection drawing ears, mankind awaits. When you're living in this world, you got to survive. She's on us, looking on the alert, attacking from all sides. Witness before all eyes, the evidence unseen. The power past our comprehension that controls all things. The battle for good and evil is a real contest. It is the outcome of the struggle that we play context. To all sections, cruddy cliques, crews, and clans. Good greens to bad lands. Jump up to understand, I'm just a man. Not the universal architect. We tread the face of this heavenly place. And show respect, Tokyo. Yo, raise your